Welcome to episode 32 of the Holy Bible, the New Testament. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church and creator of this series. For those viewers just joining the series, I urge you to watch episodes 29, in which I discuss the meaning of the Greek words ego eimē, and the second half of episode 31, in which I connected John's use of ego eimē as a title of God with other theological teachings that are found in the writings of St. John in John 1, in John's first epistle, chapter 1, and in Revelation chapter 21. In this episode, I will continue my discussion of I am the light of the world, which began in 8:12, and take it through Jesus' next I am declaration, I am from above, in verse 23, and his accusation concerning the identity of their true father, the devil, concluding with verses 44 and 45. Jesus reveals in verse 20 that this extended conversation took place in the treasury inside the temple, meaning the second temple, built after the return from exile in Babylon, and greatly expanded by the Romans under Herod, and is the same temple that was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Jesus' use of I am, the Greek language equivalent of God's words to Moses in Exodus 3, 14 and 15, in the I am the light of the world declaration, produced the same kind of very heated response from his audience of scribes and Pharisees, which I discussed regarding the other I am sayings. As in earlier confrontations, the central issue is the disagreement over Jesus' use of his father's name versus the Hebrew understanding that Abraham is their father, and I discuss that conflict in episodes 29 and 30. This time they indirectly call him a liar. Listen carefully to the later verses in this prolonged exchange, and you will hear Jesus offer a different explanation of who it is that is a liar. They say to him in verse 13b, "You bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true." In Jesus' reply, the first of three I am sayings is the simple personal pronoun and the present tense verb to be, and not the divine I am or ego eimē. He will reserve the divine title for verse 18, which I will emphasize in the reading. "Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from and where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true." I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. The Pharisees and scribes were not persuaded by the allusion to the God who spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai in verse 18, "I am one." They replied, and Jesus gave a counter reply. They said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." And here is the agreement in miniature. The Jewish leadership refuses, in spite of the fulfillment of prophecy and the bold use of ego eimē, the divine I am, to acknowledge that this man is the promised Messiah. They will reveal again their willful refusal in verse 25. John uses a typically dramatic Greek device in verse 20 when he interrupts the narrative to offer the explanation concerning the location being the treasury in the temple, and in an interpretation that since, quote, his time had not come, the Pharisees and scribes were not able to do him harm, the implication being that harm was their intent. And Jesus added to their frustration by saying in verse 21, here the I am is not based on ego eimi. I am going away, and you will see me and will die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. And they replied, will he kill himself because he says, where I go, you cannot come? Jesus' answer includes the sixth I Am declaration offered in three variations and also includes a preview of salvation theology under the New Covenant, and I will emphasize that in the reading. Here is chapter 8, verses 23 to 25. And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning means not only the many I am sayings recorded in St. John's account, I am the bread of life in 635, I am the living bread in 651, I am the light of the world in 812, I am from above in 823, but also an allusion to the Lord's statement to Moses on Mount Sinai in Exodus 3, verses 14 and 15, I am the existing one, which in Hebrew is rendered as Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Over the years, other Christian bishops from the Eastern and Western church traditions and scholars have commented upon the failure of the Hebrews to acknowledge the meaning of the divine I am or ego eimi, and these include St. Ambrose of Milan, writing in his Exposition on the Christian Faith in the late 4th century, his contemporary John Chrysostom, Bishop of Constantinople, in his 55th homily on the Gospel of St. John, also in the late 4th century, and four centuries later by the Venerable Bede, the first historian of the Church in England. All agreed that the Hebrews could not have failed to understand its meaning. We will see next time in episode 32, the fact that they were enraged by it supports the traditional interpretation that these Pharisees, scribes, and others who heard him say it did indeed know what it meant. Jesus continued the dialogue in verse 26, which is his defense against the false witness charge, reinforcing the statement that he had made in earlier verses, that is, that the message he brought was not his own. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. Jesus' further reply is both a foretelling of his crucifixion and a warning. He uses the title he often gave himself, the Son of Man. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me. I speak these things, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. John then tells us While the Pharisees and scribes did not understand him, that many in the crowd did. Perhaps this development is what so enraged the scribes and Pharisees about this whole encounter that they tried to stone him to death after the "Before Abraham was, I am" declaration, which ends the dialogue in verse 58, and which we will talk about in the next episode. John tells us that it was to those who believed in him that the following exchange was directed. "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." The change of tone in the next group of verses, which is verses 37 to 57, form an introduction to the seventh "I am," "Before Abraham was, I am," spoken in the treasury, in the temple, in Jerusalem, in John 8:58. And this next group of verses offers a change in the tone that also suggests that these words were directed specifically to the scribes and Pharisees and not to the general public as in the previous several verses. The issues are still the true identity of the Father, the place of Abraham, and the divine identity of Jesus Christ. "I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus acknowledges them as the children of Abraham in verse 37 when he said, "I know that you are descendants of Abraham," but also accuses them of literally seeing him there among them, yet denying his divinity and, worse, attempting to kill him, which may be, I think, an allusion to the phrase, "eyes which do not see," from the Old Testament prophecies. And as we will see in verse 8:59, they do indeed try to kill him. And here he asserts again his divine ability to know their thoughts, where he said in verse 37b, "My word has no place in you." I suggest you think of the phrase, "My word has no place in you," as another way of saying they have ears but do not hear. At the end of verse 37, we have reached the point in St. John's account in which Jesus has laid out all but one point in the logical framework of his argument. In verse 38, he compares the value of his own words and actions with theirs, and as we will see in verse 59, they do not like what they heard. He says, "I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father." And their response in verse 39a was equally assertive, "Abraham is our father." This disagreement over the meaning of father is critical. In the AIC bookstore publication Layman's Lexicon, in the keyword entries for Abba, the Aramaic word for father, which was used by Jesus in the New Testament, and the Lord's Prayer, I pointed out that it was Jesus himself who gave believers the privilege of addressing his Father by the name Our Father when he gave the disciples his model prayer as recounted in Matthew 6, 9-13, and Luke 11, verses 2-4. And remember that the Lord's Prayer is not included in the Gospel of St. John. In the continuation of the dialogue, as told to us by St. John, Jesus continues to assert his descent from the Father and taunts them in verse 44 with a stunning accusation concerning the identity of their true Father. Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me." In order to keep these episodes within a 20 to 22 minute range, I will continue the discussion of these verses into episode 33, which I will demonstrate how they led to one of the most famous of the I Am sayings in 858, "Before Abraham was, I was," then move on to the next I Am, two I Ams, "I am the door and I am the good shepherd." Thank you for joining me for episode 32 of the Holy Bible, the New Testament. You can support this internet ministry in several ways. You can make a donation by sending a check in any amount payable to Anglican Internet Church to our business office address, 7162 Soft Wind Lane, Mechanicsville, Virginia 23111. Or you can purchase books from the bookstore pages at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net or www.stjohnc.podbean.com, or from my new author page, https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. Which includes both paperback and Kindle versions of our publications where they are available. You can also like us and subscribe to our podcasts from our Podbean site, which is host to our extensive collection of over 400 podcasts on a variety of topics. You can also follow us and like us on Facebook. The full internet address is on the screen, but I have also posted a live link to our Facebook page on the home page of our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. Use the link, and once you are at our Facebook page, bookmark the page so you can easily return. Contributors and book purchasers are eligible to receive our weekly update with the latest news and links to the most recent videos, podcasts, publications, Twitter and blog account postings. If you would like to receive the weekly update, please send your request to me at fron.stjohnanglican@earthlink.net. If you'd like to speak with me personally about this program or any other subject, please call on my cell phone 804-306-1190. The best times are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. If you do not reach me, please leave your name, a message, and a callback number. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.